We are checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting. Welcome back, Nikki.
Oh, thank you, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Great to see you. Thank you to your assistant, Joe, for filling in for you, but it's great to have you back.
Thank you. And he's great. He's always there to fill in, and it's nice to get away.
Sure. Did everybody show up when you came back?
Yep. It was good.
Good.
So, we had our meeting yesterday. Agenda item number one, hearing regarding the request of Interfaith Social Services for a special use permit for the annual Stop the Stigma 5K on Saturday, April 26th. The race begins at 9:30 a.m. With the start and the finish at 440 East Squanum Street, the Kennedy Center. This race is in its 51st year. And it's grown so big that they've started to park people at the marina and bus them to the Kennedy Center, which is just such a great cause. The money raised goes to mental health and addiction, and it's so important these days. So, of course, that went through 5-0. Rick Doan was there, and talked about the awareness of mental health and addiction in our city and throughout the Commonwealth. And he was Detective Brown was there and sat in for Chief Kennedy, and of course, said the Quincy Police would lend a helping hand. And Rick couldn't say enough about the Quincy Police for always helping and doing such a great job on the run. The run is actually go through Squanum and come back to the Kennedy Center. So that will be on April 26th. And the race begins at 9:30 a.m.
Yeah, and you really, if you want to participate, sign up now through Interfaith Social Services. It fills up quick. They get over 300 runners, I know, every year, so it's great.
Yeah, it is. It's a great cause, that's for sure. Agenda item number two, hearing regarding the request of the South Shore YMCA at 789 Coddington Street for a special use permit, one day liquor license for their annual Taste of the South Shore event on Wednesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Nick Benedictson was there. This is their signature event that they've had for years and years, their second time at the Y facility over here on Coddington Street, and it was a great success. So they'd like to do it there again. A great night of food and fun for all sorts of Y programs, scholarships, and summer programs as well. And you can go on to the YMCA and get tickets for that. It's a 21 plus event. And that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number three, hearing regarding the request of Kava Mazi Grill LLC, doing business as Kava, for a common victual license for the premise located at 195 Newport Ave. Proposed manager Patrick Cotier, proposed hours of operation 10:45 a.m. to 10 p.m., 7 days a week. Patrick Cotier was there. He is management for Kava Meze Grill, which is exciting for Quincy. Kava is going in to the famous La Paloma spot. Yes, so big shoes to fill there.
It certainly is,
With a
yes.
new place, but they do have a great reputation. They have many sites here in the Commonwealth. It's a Mediterranean driven food with a lot of grain bowls, rice bowls, greens, proteins, toppings, dressings. Everything's made there fresh in house. They don't actually know when they're going to open yet. They're doing some renovations there, but it was important to them to get their common victualler license to move forward. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Okay, it'd be nice to see something fill in that spot. Yeah.
Yes, of course. Agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of Perth Hospitality LLC, 20 Reservoir Road, for a change of their doing business name from the Fours at Furnace Brook to the Loft at Furnace Brook. And Tim Colton was there talking about the changes there at the Loft at Furnace Brook. And it's exciting. It's a little bigger, more kitchen space for them. And they're hoping to be open April 1st.
Okay, so this is the new clubhouse at the Furnace Brook Golf Course.
That's right. Yep.
Okay.
It's open to the public. I'm sure more information will be coming out as they get closer, but this is just for now. They decided to change it from the Fours at Furnace Brook to the Loft at Furnace Brook.
Okay, so but it's still the fours, it's just a
Yep,
different name.
it
Okay.
certainly is.
Gotcha. Okay. I still have to get my Larry Bird.
Yeah, of course, of course. And agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of President's Clam Box LLC, doing business as the Clam Box, 789 Quincy Shore Drive, for a pledge of their wine and malt beverage restaurant license to Mountain One Bank. Attorney Rob Fleming represented. This is basically a refinance. So that went through 5-0. Of course, everyone's excited. They see the sunshine. It's getting nice out, and the Clam Box and Tony's and all that will be open soon if they're not already open.
I'm not sure, but pretty soon, yeah. Maybe
So
those are the signs
exciting
of
times
spring here
ahead.
in Quincy.
Yes, staples, right?
Yeah, that and Frozen Freddy's.
The start of spring, so
Right.
looking forward to that.
Excellent.
That was the agenda, and our next hearing will be on March 25th.
Okay, well, nice to be talking about springtime events for sure.
You got that right.
And I know your office is obviously ongoing collecting the city census forms, right?
Yes, we're the election department is working on them. And please, if you haven't sent it back, we're still accepting them, of course. And just get it in the mail to us, and it helps us in the city, certainly with grants and school kids and medical centers and things like that, housing, of course. So it's important to get that back to us as soon as you can. And we'll be happy to take it here at City Hall, or you can put it in the mail.
Excellent. Appreciate the update, Nikki. Great to talk to you.
Okay, good to talk to you too, Joe.